In recent years, public transit agencies around the country have seen rising ridership. So it was a surprise to learn this week that the number of people riding the New York City subway has been dropping. According to the MTA, average weekday ridership was 5.7 million in September of this year, down nearly 2% from the same time the year before. Joining us now is John Raskin, the executive director of the Riders Alliance, a New York public transit advocacy group. John, welcome.
Thank you.
And why do you think ridership is down a little bit?
You know, after years of declining service, I think people are, in a sense, voting with their MetroCards. They're deciding to opt out of a system that is increasingly frustrating and find other ways to get around instead.
And other ways, I'm thinking first and foremost Uber, but is that the only one?
You know, Uber's a part of it. Lyft is a part of it. People are driving private vehicles. You know, traffic is increasing in New York. And what that means is that people are getting off the subway and they're getting off the bus and they're finding other less efficient ways of getting around town.
Now, what does unreliable mean on the New York City subway right now? What are people complaining about?
You know, after many, many years of getting better and better, subway service has taken a sharp dive over the last 5 years. And it means that there are delays, there are breakdowns with old train equipment, and people get stuck in tunnels. It can be a very frustrating situation to be on public transit in New York these days.
How much of that is related to, for example, Hurricane Sandy and the closures that had to happen because of that?
You know, Hurricane Sandy doesn't help. Other climate change-related problems haven't helped. But the real problem is actually man-made. It's just years and years of underinvestment in our public transit infrastructure. That means we're working with signal technology from the 1930s and subway cars from the 1960s, and it's really no wonder that everything's breaking down.
Do you get the sense as an outside advocate that the MTA is worried about this drop in ridership, that they're ready to take steps that you've been advocating for in order to fix the problems and make people more happy with the subway?
You know, interestingly, the MTA is taking steps, and I wouldn't say that they're ultimately the source of the problem. It goes beyond the MTA, and it's our elected leaders who are making decisions about budget and legislation and kind of whether or not they're giving the MTA the resources it needs to do its job. And that's been a problem for a long time in New York.
What does it need to do? What's your dream scenario for the subway in New York?
You know, the subway needs an urgent modernization plan. It needs an infusion of billions of dollars in new revenue that's sustained over the long term so that it can buy new subway cars, it can upgrade old signal technology, and it can kind of have a modern system that people can rely on day to day.
We've reported on the new Second Avenue subway that just opened. How's that been going? And has that made a big difference in how crowded some of the subway trains are?
You know, it shows you the scale that New York is on. We've opened only 3 new stations for the Second Avenue subway, and still hundreds of thousands of people are already benefiting from it. You know, I think that's one example of demonstrating to people how investment in transit infrastructure really does make a difference in people's lives.
You know, some of us who live in cities outside of New York find it a little funny when New Yorkers are complaining about their subway because it's so much better than so many other subway systems around the country. What do you think about that?
It is, and it's also better than it was, you know, 30, 35 years ago when it was really in horrible condition. But New York is built around the subway system. It's the only reason that New York has such a powerful economy and a growing population. And it means that when the subway doesn't work, the entire city suffers the consequences.
That's John Raskin, who is executive director of the Riders Alliance, a New York public transit advocacy group. John, thanks so much.
Thank you for having me.